And we got one left under other business.
And that one, Mr. Callaway, this has to do with the AT&T case that opened up on the 21st. The previous application was scheduled for February 7th and was withdrawn, and then the new one has been filed. And there's been a request made by Mr. Witzel on behalf of, I guess he represents a good many of the opposition, request that rather than have all these people write new letters in opposition or submit new materials, that the board carry over what had been submitted in the earlier application to this one. Ms. Scott, that represents AT&T, has no objection to that. I think it makes sense. Otherwise, we're going to get everybody writing letters all over again. We're going to have people getting mad at us for
making
us do that. It seems easier. Susan can just take one file, dump it into the new one, and, you know, we consider everything as part of the record for the next hearing that we had, either for the first one or for the one coming up.
Right. So this one will be by itself then, like we did before? Many of you just...
Yeah, I think there's one other, there's that one case coming back where there's...
One on the 7th?
Yes, for next, on the 21st.
We got the 4-5 table for the 21st now, and tonight.
What'd you just ask me?
What, is this one for this tower? We're going to hear this? This is going to be heard again?
This is going to be heard on the 21st.
But is it going to be heard by itself, maybe one other case?
There's one other case.
Have three tables.
That one with the
okay.
With the solar panels.
Okay.
That one, yes, to come back. So the request then was to have
three
the
record
transferred over, which is seems to make a lot of
okay.
sense.
Okay.
So I don't know that necessarily takes a vote or anything. I'll just approve it.
Okay.
Have them transferred over. Susan, you can take care of just transferring the file back. The other thing also on the same case, I wasn't thinking about that until this morning, but some of the objectors had filed a request to the Superior Court asking for an order to remove the existing temporary tower. That they put up a temporary tower after the first decision. That's still up, and it went before Judge Graves this morning, and he basically said, look, it wasn't an emergency before. It's not really an emergency now. There's another hearing coming up. What he did ask me, though, was to convey to you his hope that you would decide the case fairly quickly. I guess the last time we waited maybe 4 weeks, three meetings or something, and I told him it was probably unreasonable for anybody to decide it next or on the Monday of the hearing, but if you can keep that in the back of your mind and maybe have the decision the following meeting, whenever that is, in April. Because I think what he was telling me was if it wasn't going to be quickly decided, he might have to rehear that, order the thing be taken down, and we just all end up spending more time in court. So I told him I would pass that along.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, you know, we've got attorneys on both sides of this case. In the past, we've had a couple of occasions where we actually allowed the attorney to cross-examine witnesses, as opposed to sort of the traditional thing where they ask us questions and we convey them back. And I guess I wanted to kind of ask you how you wanted to handle it for the 21st. So I can pass that along to them. I'm a little bit concerned about opening it up to them because I think they're going to get carried away and then we end up having to referee the battle. So
rebuttal is fine.
Yeah,
my thought is play by the same rules we've been doing for the last 5 or 6 years at least, and there's no inherent right to cross-examine at these kinds of hearings, so I'm inclined to let them know in advance that they're not going to be able to do that, and if they want questions asked of the other witnesses, they're going to have to get them to us, and we'll do it the same.
Okay, could we, can we legally do something like that? We
use
board.
Yeah, there's no right for cross-examination. We're not a court, so.
That's what I meant. Can we legally do a cross-examination? Allow that to be done?
Oh, I guess we could do it, yeah. Yeah, that's up to you guys, I can't remember the last time we did it.
So.
It's been probably 6 or 8 years. And it wasn't, it didn't work out all that well.
Not a pretty thing.
Okay, so that's it for that one. Judge Bradley affirmed your decision in the CISC case also yesterday or today.
Good.
So that one's finally done. Well, Great. It's not done, but it's that round's done.
But that round's done.
She filed a lawsuit in federal court against the county, so that's being taken care of by the insurance company.
Oh, man, she can give up over a foot.
Rick, how about the doggy case, Rick?
The what?
The doggy case.
I've not heard anything else about it. Well, it was denied, so they've got to, if they choose to reapply, they're going to have to, I would think, get their ducks in a row first and come up with some other way to deal with the odors and all that.
So what happened, I mean, they got the reply, right? Or they're going to be shut down?
Well, I don't think
they can appeal.
Were they using that outside? I guess they were using the outside section.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Did they have the decision by now then?
No. Jenny, is the findings?
Have we done those yet?
Yeah, they may not even have been published yet. May not have gone out yet.
They can't do any action until after the findings in 30 days.
Finding the facts, okay.
That's right, because that was I think that was done in February, so that'll be done probably next month.
Okay, we've done any other days. Solid.
Yep. Oh, procurement.
Okay. I'd like to stay here another half an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Another half hour?